Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all my entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're also featured on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa devices, and very soon we will be syndicated on Spotify. And also very soon on Blog Talk Radio and some other things. But go to the LA Talk Radio Facebook page and you can watch this video live. Hello, what's up? Come on. So like I said, Facebook Live. Go to the LA Talk Radio Facebook page and you can see us. If you'd like to talk to us during the live radio broadcast today, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. And you too can talk to us on the radio and feel important or something. I don't know. Anyway, this is being brought to you by Get Real Global Entertainment. Thank you very much. And you are listening to your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny. And my co-host, business partner, and, well, life partner, husband, a.k.a. the husband.
The husband.
The husband. Or Sasha George and Dilly Briggs.
Yeah.
From the Subject Press.
How y'all doing, ladies?
Have deemed you Shadow Man.
I don't know.
Today we suck and don't have a guest. I'm just kidding. We
had
a guest.
You know what? You know what?
No,
you know
the
what?
Guest wait, did wait, not wait, confirm, wait. And we're not going to say who it was.
Baby, baby, we got something better than the guest that doesn't. We're not even going to say who the guest is.
No,
we have something better.
We have something better.
We have vapes pen.
Vape pens. We're vaping during the show because people said we could. Anyway. And anyway, we did a lot of stuff this week. We did. You're a jackass. We did a lot of stuff this week. you're crazy. What the fuck are you? Okay, anyway. We did a lot of stuff this week.
Yeah.
We had a very busy weekend. Let's see. We did two Battle of the Bands last week.
Right.
We did one on Tuesday, the 17th, and we did one Wednesday night after the broadcast, after our Wednesday broadcast. We went and did another Battle of the Bands at the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. We'll be back there, I believe it's on May 2nd our next go-around. For that, we're judges for the Vans Warped Tour,
right?
2018 Battle of the Bands. So come on, check it out. There are different locations all around the
Southern California area. Yeah,
he has some locations. Go check it out. Young Blood Productions. Hit up Nathan Young. We will be featuring all of this stuff on the Rock Rage Radio page because this is being covered by Rock Rage Radio as well as LA Talk Radio.
All right.
So LA Talk Radio is a official person of interest. I'm just kidding. On it's Vans Warped Tour. I got LA Talk Radio on all the fucking flyers.
Right.
Rock on.
That's right.
Sam can thank me later. I'm just kidding. Send vape pens. I'm just kidding. We know Sam Hassan, one of the owners of LA Talk Radio, is I believe he does vape pens and edibles. So shout out to Sam Hassan. What's up, our buddy Sam?
Yeah.
And so he's a cool dude. And We are at LA Talk Radio right now in Sherman Oaks, looking out the window.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
But like I said, go check out Youngblood Productions. You can find out where all the Vans Warped Tour, Battle of the Bands locations are going to be. Mm-hmm. They're doing Pomona. A couple of locations, I believe, in Pomona,
Santa Ana, I think.
The MTL in Riverside, and they got one in like Anaheim, and I don't know. There's a couple. There's a few different locations.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. besides downtown Los Angeles, we'll be back. I believe May 2nd. I'll give you an updated list. I'll post it on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block Facebook page. Also on my personal page, Jennifer DeVoe, I post all the stuff on there also, because we also now have another radio show called Jenny's Real Rock, R-A-W-K, on Rock Rage Radio. That's just about the rock industry, though. So, you know, if you want to be featured on that and you're a rock band, any genre of rock, it doesn't matter. It could be classic rock, hard rock, heavy metal, screamo, deathcore, hard, whatever the fuck you are. Any genre, subgenre of rock, and hit me up on my Facebook, but on either Jenny's Real Rock or Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog. Either way, hit me up, Jennifer DeVoe, DeVoe, big blonde bitch, can't miss me.
Big Viking.
I am at the top of every fucking Facebook thing. You type in my name, I'm the first one that comes up, guaranteed. So, go check it out.
So that's you, the most famous Jennifer DeVoe on Facebook.
Yes.
All right.
I post the most. I do the most.
Right.
So that's why I'm more relevant
than the hostess with the mostest.
Yes. Exactly. The hostess with the postess with the mostest.
Of course.
Anywho, we're in the studio vaping and shit, so this is fun. But we've had, let's see, who did we have on the show last week?
That was... Wasn't that Hurtin' the Heartbeat?
Yes. Hurtin' the Heartbeat was the second hour. And there was a first hour. Was an author.
Somebody that called in, huh?
Yes. Anyway, I'll think of it in a minute. We had two guests last week. I get high too much. I really
don't. No, you don't. No.
I don't?
No.
Oh, Nanishka Torres.
Sorry. Yeah.
Nanishka Torres. Sorry. My bad. Nanishka, author Nanishka Torres of The Prince. It's an LGBTQ related type story.
Okay,
book.
Yeah.
So that's it. You know, she's not. Oh, found out she's not.
She's straight.
Part, yes. Well, heterosexual. Anyway, yes.
Heterosexual.
As opposed, you know, you said straight, as opposed to round, as opposed to like
square,
a wavy line. I mean, what are we doing here? No, sorry, heterosexual. Yes. Being an asshole. Anyway, author Nanishka Torres of The Prince. That is a Desiree Duffy person. What up to Desiree Duffy?
Hey.
PR person. PR and marketing person and owner of
Black Chateau
Enterprises.
Yes.
You can find them on Facebook.
Thank you, Desiree.
Yes. You can find them on Facebook, her on Facebook as Black Chateau. Just Black Chateau.
Yeah.
Very nice. She's also an author. Her a pen name for being an author is Vanta M. Black. I love it because it also ties in Black Chateau and Vanta M. Black and all that. Yeah. But her book is Oubliette. And she told us, you know, we'll let you hear from her in a moment about what that's about.
Okay, yeah.
But she has a really awesome book, which I cannot wait to fucking read. I'm so looking forward to it, Desiree. You don't even know. And let's see. So we're going to play a couple interviews that we did at the LA Times Festival of Books that we covered this weekend, this past weekend, Saturday, April 21st, and Sunday, April 22nd. We were there pretty much all day, both days. But we were there mostly like 2 to 5 on Sunday, and we were there like 10 to 2 on Saturday. But we were there a little bit later on Saturday, So, we had a lot of good interviews. We got pictures with with a lot of different people, as well as with the authors that we've already had on the show. We got pictures with them, which was nice. I don't know if I got pictures with Bobby Goldstein. One of the authors was Bobby Goldstein. He was the creator of the TV show Cheaters, if you remember that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
I just like that show.
Yeah. Well, what up? Okay, so what up, Nanishka Torres for last week? Mm. What up to James Lewis from Hurt in the Heartbeat?
Yeah.
And his wonderful Mrs. or about to be Mrs. someday soon next year. I think it's in 2019.
Yeah, 2019. Yeah.
Melissa, what up?
Right.
We were there when he proposed to her at the Whiskey a Go-Go.
Yeah.
Back on December 9th. Mm-hmm. December 9th, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a day that will live in infamy. No, just kidding. It was a great day, and we got pictures, and we'll post those on Facebook just as a little reminder to say, hey.
Right.
This is what happened back then. And I have so many fucking pictures that need to be posted still.
Yeah,
so many. And I mean, this is like for like the last several months that just need to be like uploaded. So I'm going to be doing that over the next couple of weeks. I'm just going to be uploading a shit ton of pictures. But I need to organize it too into little categories and whatnot.
Okay.
But we will be doing that and getting everything all organized on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram pages. So let's see. Next week, our guest will be Connie Pfeiff. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, but it's Pheiff.
Hmm.
Connie Pfeiff. I don't know if she still is currently or was in the past, but she was a CEO of Girl Scouts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's also an author and has her own radio show and a bunch of other stuff. So it's really cool. We like it. We like it like that.
Well, let's hope she's still with the Girl Scouts because we left some cookies. That'll be all right.
Oh, bring free cookies! I know there was just cookie sale time recently, so don't pussy. Yeah, no, I know. Don't leave us.
They're
out.
They're expensive, man. Jeez.
I fucking know, like $4 a goddamn.
Nah, man. The last time I bought one, it was about a year and a half ago. It was $5.
What?
Yeah,
that is not no bueno.
But you can't. It's like, man, you just. You got to bite the bullet and just like many Girl Scout cookies, man.
No bueno is all I'm saying in the sense of I don't like the fact that it costs that damn much.
I mean, they're like, "Hi, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?"
And they're also like, damn cute, yeah. and the cookies are like, so freaking good. It's ridiculous.
I said, well, yeah, that'll cool. Yeah, I was just thinking about $3. How much for some Girl Scout cookies? The little girl said $5. I said $5. I'll sit up there for a second, man.
And you're like, I'm supporting kids and school and things, and yeah.
No, I wouldn't. On any other day, I wouldn't spend $5 on no cookies.
No, but they're really good. They're like the really best cookies in the whole wide world. And I was in the Campfire Girls.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, ish. Same cookies. They're all made by the same damn people is what people don't realize. It's all the same. But no, it's not the same organization.
Really?
No, Campfire Girls is a different... Campfire Girls of America is a different organization than the Girl Scouts of America. Different. Anyway, same thing, same general premise, just different organizations.
Oh, that's okay.
That's all. I grew up in Texas, don't ask me. what they had in Texas was... I mean, they had Girl Scouts too, but my mom, our local thing was Campfire Girls. So I don't know.
I just know... was it right there on Adams? Was that the Girl Scout building? I think it used to be on Adams and La Brea or something, I think, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. So Wednesday, May 9th, we're going to have Greg Gendron from Sticky Doll.
Ooh.
Sticky Doll. They're back performing and back doing their stuff. They had a little hiatus for a moment, but they're back, and this is good. Sticky Doll. And then in May 16th, we're going to have author Christina Segala, who we're going to be playing an interview here with in a second, her and Bobby Goldstein. And then May 23rd, we have the Love Yourself Movement.
All right.
Wednesday, May 23rd, our buddy Ty Bud.
Yes. Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Live life. Love life.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Yes.
Every moment of every day, love yourself. Just don't let your hand get tired. I'm sorry, what? What did I say?
That was good.
That was awesome. Anyway. he didn't get that one. Okay, never mind. I won't play that one then. Let's see. So we got a lot of awesome guests coming up over the next couple months. I'm booking and booking and booking. I just booked the 4 dates this morning. So
right.
I'm a booking fool. Instead of a fucking fool, I'm a booking fool. Anyway, so like I said, we've been doing the Vans Warped Tour. We did this weekend. We did the LA Times Festival of Books.
Mm-hmm.
That was very exciting. We met a lot of great authors. Wait, JJ and his atheist table. I discovered the atheist table on day one. And my husband is an atheist. It is what it is.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It means, everybody. Hey, some people have opinions on that shit, and you know they're going to call in or something. If you have a fucking problem with that, call 323-203-0815.
Hallelujah.
323-203-0815. Anyway, I loved the thing you picked up that said toxic, and it had the little all the symbols on it. And all these religious symbols. You should have brought that. I wish you had brought that with you. You could have put that up at the fucking camera, but look. This is what I got.
I forgot I had it. I'll bring it. I'm trying to remember what I did with it.
I know. But anyway, it was really...
Oh, it's in that bag, I think.
All his stuff is cool anyway. But I just thought that was funny that...
But that's not
that,
the only... But yeah, but also...
But there's a bunch of other stuff.
But I got a Koran, too.
Oh, yeah, he did. He's trying to be enlightened. He's trying to get enlightened.
I didn't see nobody giving out no Bibles or no Torahs.
No Torahs?
No.
Well, Bibles are... You can get that anywhere.
Right.
You can buy that in every damn... Any bookstore pretty much has Bibles, I think.
I'm
quite
sure.
Part.
I'm not going to no bookstore to buy no Bible. I got the Koran.
I have one at home.
Free.
I have the Bible at home for free that you can look at if you would like to. All
right.
Anyway. So, Saturday night, we went to Cabo Wabo Cantina. It's on the 4th floor in the Hollywood Highland Mall in Hollywood, California.
Mm-hmm.
Go up in that bitch. It's Cabo Wabo Cantina. It's one of Sammy Hagar's. It's a restaurant and a bar, or cantina they call it, which is, I guess, Spanish for bar. I found out. It just means bar. I asked Mimi. I didn't ask her. She told me that. She said cantina means bar. And I was okay, cool. So that explains
but
that.
But in the meantime, it's a restaurant.
Yeah, it's restaurant and bar, Cabo, but it's like...
but they serve food, so kids was in there.
Yeah, there was kids in there. Yeah. Kids can go in there.
I mean, it's not like...
As long as there's food
like
involved.
Bar.
No, it's a bar / restaurant.
Yeah.
And that's how they get away with kids being able to go in there.
Yeah,
because
it's
a restaurant. Yeah. So it's Cabo Wabo Cantina. Anyway, owned by Sammy Hagar himself. He's also with Chickenfoot. And also, he used to be with Van Halen.
Is that with the curly hair guy?
Right. White dude with blonde curly hair, yes.
I remember him, yeah.
And so he was also with Van Halen. And then, so he has his own, like, chain. Like, it's all over the country.
Yeah.
And actually, it's around the world. I don't think it's just in America. I think it's down in, like, the Caribbean and in Mexico and, like, certain places. Like, you know what I mean?
It was a cool place.
Which is very nice. Very nice. The food was good.
Yeah.
Everything was expensive, but that's Hollywood, so...
Yeah.
Everything is expensive in Hollywood. It doesn't matter which fucking restaurant or bar or anything you go to, everything's expensive. You will pretty much not get a drink under $9. Mm-hmm. Unless you got a drink ticket, you know, did.
Man, that's all bars in L.A.
But
now, so...
Thank you to Scoony G.
Yes!
For our drink ticket.
The margaritas were slamming.
Those margaritas were fucking awesome.
Oh, the nachos were good, though. I ain't gonna lie. Them nachos were good.
But I'm gonna play an interview that we did with Scoony G also, and his kid, the kids. Scoony G and friends.
Right.
So he owns Kids Rock Studio. And he teaches the next generation, like, he teaches kids rock and roll music. So they can learn stuff like, well, that's funny, Highway to Hell.
Oh, the little girl,
Girl's Highway to Hell. That was awesome. but shout out to Bella. And damn it, what's that kid's name? Austin.
Oh, the guitar player, yeah.
Yes, Austin. Mm. Austin and Bella. You rock.
He looked like a rock star already, though.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah.
He looks like a rock star.
Austin Townsend? I think it's Austin Townsend. But he's a good kid, very nice, very well behaved young man. And he shred, man. That boy could shred on the guitar. I was very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very impressed. Nice kid. And Bella is only 9. So Austin is 16. And Bella's 9.
Hi.
Really very talented young people. And let's hear a little bit from them. And we're going to hear what they have to say about the Kids Rock Studio and performing at the Cabo Wabo Cantina with Scootie G. So here we go.
We'll do this real talk.
On the Block.
Hi, this is your hostess with Moses, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, as well as Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio. And we are here today, we are covering Scootie G and Friends at the Cabo Wabo Cantina in Hollywood, California. We had a rocking good time. He was showcasing some of his students from the Kids Rock Studio. And we're going to talk a little bit tonight about, you know, what you feel about how the show went, what your premise is for Kids Rock Studio, like, you know, what do you guys do, what are your projects, your upcoming shows, things like that.
Awesome. Well, first of all, thank you for coming and supporting us. You've been a great supporter of Kids Rock Studio. We've been on your show twice now.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to have you come out and see it, what it is we actually do. So we're the first of this kind where we take adult musicians like myself and we mix in kids to perform with us. 9-year-old Bella just killed it tonight. I think she was the highlight of the night. She had the whole crowd going. Austin Thompson, 16 years old, came up and just killed it on guitar. So this is the thing with Kids Rock Studio. Mixing kids, giving them an opportunity to get on stage with some really world-class musicians. Like Adrian Sensi came in from Argentina, a world-class musician. And so it's just, we're all family, and so we just love them.
I like the fact that it's a family of musicians and that you're teaching the next generation about rock music, because if it wasn't for people like you or myself, we were informing the next generation of music that has already been played and could be someday played. You know, things like AC/DC and Billy Idol and Guns N' Roses, all the STP, all the bands that you were playing tonight, just really great music. And I'm glad that you're teaching the kids this classic style of rock. Like, you're going like old school even. And I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's interesting because she'll actually go, oh, I know that song. How do you know that song? Well, my mom plays that song in the car. So kids, that's how they organically just pick up the songs. And she got up in songs I didn't even know she knew. She got, oh, I know that song. So we got to pass the torch on it.
I completely agree with that. I mean, I took my son to his first concert when he was 12 years old. And we went to, you know, Corn and Stir.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, and I just took him to see ICP, and he's 19 now.
Nice.
Fast forward 7 years, and his mom's taking him to Insane Clown Posse.
Nice.
So, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep this next generation of music, like old school stuff, and keep it going, and never let it die. And I'm glad that you're teaching this next generation, you know, old school tradition.
Yeah, we're actually next Thursday back at Corn. We are the last Thursday of every month at the World Famous Grand Corn on the Sunset Strip. If the kids open the show, and then at about 10:30, we get the merchandise to school day. We see the kids home from the world. But you know what, Jenny? You know what I'm going to let you do? I'm going to let you get the words quick. Just ask her how she feels about the shows with Kids Rock Studio.
How did you get started with this, Bella? And do you see this as maybe like a career someday? Tell our listeners, like, how old are you, Bella?
I'm 9 years old. Nine and a half.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
Right,
and let's talk to Austin. Let's talk to Austin a little bit. What do you feel about being in Kids Rock Studio and how
mean, has it changed your life in any way? I mean, I was like to ask that. You might get more popular with chicks now.
I'd say definitely because I joined Scrooge and Punk last year.
Before that, I was more.
For the sound quality on that shit, but that was no, it's just because the music in the and the behind us from the Cabo Wabo Cantina was so loud. I don't know why they feel the need to boom their music so damn loud that late at friggin' night, but they were talking like 1 in the frickin' morning or something, 1:30. It was late. and you're still blaring your music that loud.
Yeah, that's you're crazy. Supposed to.
No, but the whole point is like, I can't hear. I should have gone down next level. Should have gone down another level. But it is what it is. You heard most of it.
She'll do better next time.
I'll do better next time. Yeah. It's a work in progress.
Right.
But we were at the LA Times Festival of Books, and this weekend it was a lot of fun.
They had food trucks. They had a stage, had different bands, different styles of music there. You know, they had a USC had like dental little boobs and eye boobs and I think some other things also. And CNN was C-SPAN, I believe, or something. They had doing interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, somebody's calling in. Hold on. You're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who am I speaking with?
I heard you were selling Girl Scout cookies.
Only to you, baby.
This
is Sasha George, author.
Yes,
An awesome That's person. Sasha.
Hi.
And owner of the Subject Press.
Look what I did.
Are you watching the video? You should be watching.
Yes, I am watching.
You watching. Look what I have.
Yep.
Look what you have.
Look what I brought with me today. Yay.
Look at you. I like your shirt, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We brought Sasha George's, five-part book series?
The actual book, right now, it's up to book five. It's a book made out of for a series one day for either HBO or Showtime, but it'll have 40 books under belt for that one yet.
Damn.
That's
crazy.
It's an ambition.
I wanted to make some of these into movies, so it'd be cool.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to. I'll go with you on that one.
It'd be cool. Like, make this whole thing like a book series, a movie series, like a TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, you know what I'm saying? You could be the next, True Blood.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
True Blood was definitely to do True Blood to go from True Blood to Vampire Diaries. they all have their different perspectives.
You dig that one, baby?
I don't like Vampire Diaries. I think it's too pussy. That's just my
opinion.
It's
very lovey-dovey.
Yeah, it's too lovey-dovey for me.
It started off very lovey-dovey, but then it moved into,
she can't.
I don't think they knew where they wanted to do it, because it was all based on Elena Gilbert, and then it changed.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you got the book.
Thank you.
I'm so happy.
Well, I'm so excited. I can't wait to start reading. So
I know.
So you have five books in the series
actually,
so far?
Go ahead.
You have five books in the series so far?
Yeah. Book six is coming out before Christmas, yes.
So this is the mm-hmm. House of Blood series by Sasha mm-hmm. George. It's vampires. Vampires, right?
Yep. It's
I love it.
It's got witches, vampires, ghosts. People are wondering if I was going to put in lichens, and I'm like, not really.
Not really.
So, people like werewolves, but this isn't a werewolf stuff. So.
Well, yeah, because True Blood kind of went everywhere. Like, it was vampires, but then they brought in everything else. Like, I mean,
I'm trying to stay with mediums and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but I didn't want to bug you. I just heard that you were offering Girl Scout cookies, so.
and we were
I was like, where should I pull my seat up and have some?
Anytime and anywhere you want, so.
Aw, nice. Well, next time I see you guys, maybe with Billy when we release our book.
Ooh,
you know,
I'd be so excited.
Yeah, Torn Asunder is almost done.
I'm excited.
We have three more chapters to do. His single album's going to be done, and then we're doing a music video for it.
It's Billy.
I know.
Billy.
Yes. So next time I see you with Billy and with Dilly, Dilly and Billy.
Dilly and Billy. Dilly and Billy and Joe.
Yeah, we'll autograph all those books for you.
That'd be awesome. I'm very excited.
Nice. All right, I'll let you get back to your show. I love you both very much.
Love you.
And let
Thank
me
you
know what
books.
You think.
I'm very excited. I'm starting those this week. I'm starting those this week.
Good.
It's vampires. I have to read them. I have to.
Right.
Yeah, it's very psychological, and I know you like that because
yes.
you're an in-depth mind.
Yes.
So.
I can't wait.
Yes.
I'm really excited now.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Sasha.
We love our Sasha George.
Yes, we do.
Author Sasha George. And she's also owner of the Subject Press. Which is like a magazine news publication, and it's her and Dilly Briggs, and they do interviews and important things. Very important women in the industry,
business owners.
Yes, these are people that you should be checking out because you know they might be your bestest of friends someday. Speaking of bestest of friends, shout out to my memester.
What's up,
Mimi? Mimi Lewis. You know who you are. I hope there's not a whole lot of them in the world, because that'd be kind of crazy. All of a sudden, somebody from, like, you know, Taiwan calls me. Oh, I thought you were talking shit about me. My name is Mimi Lewis. Wouldn't that be about a bitch?
Yeah. He's like, no, that's not you. Oh, I talked to Joy texted me today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's up, Joy?
What's up?
What up, Joy?
Yeah, she texted me today.
Another person that was actually at our wedding.
Yes.
Thank you for going to our wedding. We love it. We love the fact that people came to our wedding.
I can't believe people showed up.
Well, we had Mimi Lewis, Tran Lewis, our wonderful couple. Friends there, and we had our best Leslies. This was just the wedding party. Our best Leslies, Desiree and T Dog Rooney. We miss you, Silent Giggles. I miss my T Dog. I actually got to see, if you remember from earlier episodes of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, T Dog, aka Silent Giggles. Was part of our show for a very long time. She's just been bogged down with real life stuff up in Lancaster, California. You know, working a job and going to school and being responsible and whatnot. And she just wasn't able to come down here on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But we love our T-Dog. So if you're seeing this right now, I didn't say any of that. Or did I? Anyway, we're vaping in the studio, so we're having too much fun. I'm going to play a little interview with PR person and business owner and author Desiree Duffy of Black Chateau. And our author name is Vanta M. Black. Go check out Oubliette. It's a very good book. Go check it out. You're listening to Jenny's World Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and about to be on Spotify. Here we go.
This is your hostess with the mostest, Jenny, or a.k.a. Jennifer DeVoe, from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and we are broadcasting live from the LA Times Festival of Books. We are at booth 912. That's 912. Come down and check it out. 912, that's Black Chateau Enterprises. You have maybe about another, I don't know, it looks like about 39 minutes to get your butt down here before the LA Times Book Festival closes down here at the USC campus at downtown Los Angeles, because they are shutting things down at 5 o'clock. And hopefully they don't kick you out into the street, or into the train track, rather. Because we know that's for damn right. We are, well, actually, the reason we're here today in the first place is because of this woman, Desiree Duffy. Owner, PR person, author. She's like so many things. But what she does for authors to help them get the word out about their books and media placement, just all the things that she does for Black Chateau Enterprises. That's the name of her company. So be on the lookout for this go-getter, because she can really help you if you're especially if you're an author, you're even thinking about writing a book. You know, come check her out. It's Desiree Duffy, Black Chateau. If you get down here in the next 38 minutes or something, you might be able to say hi to her. So come on down to USC campus in the next 38 minutes, and you too can talk
to
Desiree
There's
Duffy.
No traffic
hurry,
in LA.
Hurry. All right. Well, I've been speaking with a lot of the authors the last 2 days that you showcase, and I've been featuring here at the LA Times Festival of Books. Some really, really incredibly gifted writers of so many different genres and different subject matters, and it's been a really a great blessing. It's been just a great experience to talk to these people and to listen to their stories and their journeys on how they wrote the book and where what place they came from to write this. And thank you so much for everything that you do for authors.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, Jenny. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. Thank you for interviewing my authors and hanging out. It's been fun. Actually, I've had several authors come back to me. Hey, let's you and I and Jenny and the husband just go and hang out one night. We'll drink some wine.
I'd be down for that. I'd be down for that.
She is so down to earth and fun and cool. Like, everybody loves you. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. I have a good question. Can I bring the vape pen?
Yes. You can bring more than the vape.
I can roll a blunt?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I
asked. Cool. She didn't want to endorse. It's Los Angeles. Come on now. We're in LA.
One or two of my authors endorsed that. Put it
nice.
That way.
We like it. We like that fact. The owner, Sam Hassan of LA Talk Radio, is also an avid edibles and vapor himself. So we love it. And we're here today, and we want to talk to you about what does Black Chateau and Desiree Duffy offer to authors?
We offer a lot. So a lot of times what happens is an author, especially if they're indie or self-published, they're just not sure where to go. If they didn't get hooked up with a publisher, I can help fill in those gaps, doing some of the things for the publisher would have done on the marketing and PR front. And I'm not going to print your books or anything like that, but I'm going to get interviews, I'm going to do press releases, advanced reviews. I got book bloggers. I got connections to NetGalley. So, you know, if you're looking to launch a book, I can take you along that process. Again, just like a publisher would have done in the past, so that you're getting what, you know, regular authors would get. If you are a published author, if you have books that are out, I can also help kind of breathe new life into your titles. If you have some backlist books that, you know, need to be researched, especially if you're coming out with a next book, a lot of times I'll build momentum with the author, kind of building them up for that moment when the next book comes out, especially if it's in a series. And if you are with a publisher, nowadays, publishers aren't doing the marketing and PR they once did. So I'll come in and I'll fill in those gaps in a lot of ways. I've had authors come to me and say, the only thing that this publisher is doing for me is sending out some review copies. You know, they're not booking the book signings and the interviews and, you know, all of that. So I've found the different niches that I can kind of fit into and help authors out. What helps is if I can sit, talk, figure out what their needs are, at what stage they're at, if it's pre-launch, if they've already got something out, and we customize a plan for them.
I like that you do all that. Now, let's say they need somebody that can print their book. Do you have resources? You can hook them up with people that can actually, you know, print their copies?
I'm not a printer. I can make suggestions, and I will do that. You know, you can go through CreateSpace, which is owned by Amazon. They'll do printing for you. But there's caveats to that. And I always try it because I'm not going to anybody else, and I can't control it. Some of the caveats are necessarily getting the book distribution into stores, because Amazon is going to, you know, they want you out for them, and the bookstores are going to order from Amazon. You can go through Ingram Spark. Now, Ingram, as a company, is the largest distributor of books in the world. They virtually do it for everyone. They have a platform Spark for indie and small. small press, and you can go through them. Sometimes I tell authors, you know what? Hedge your bets. Do Amazon for your digital or your Kindle, and you can go through Ingram for your paperback and your hardback. If nothing else, you can at least just use Ingram to print out copies for events and getting your advanced reading copies. So one of the caveats, if you space, they don't send you more than 5 reading copies of your book. Which makes it hard for me trying to do publicity for your book to send out, because we want to send out books for reviewers to read it in advance and start talking about it. So sometimes with Amazon, they like to be in control in a lot of ways, and that takes away a lot of the freedoms from authors. But there are different things that I've learned, and I'll instill that onto my authors so that they kind of know the ins and outs. Ultimately, though, it's up to them how they want to get it printed and go through that.
And how many authors did you have here over the last 2 days at the LA Times Festival Books?
We had 12 authors.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we were doing 6 authors a day, 2-hour signing spots for each of them. And yeah, you met a good number of them. You hung out and chatted with a lot of them. So, yeah.
Yes, and they were all great people. And I'm sure that they are very lucky to have you, to join. And, let's say if somebody comes to you with a book idea, but they don't really have much of it written yet. They're just kind of like, they just figured out what subject they want to write about or what they're going to do. Like, do you help them through that process as well?
I can help them in as much as I'm happy to sit down, grab a cup of coffee, talk with them, give them a little bit of sage advice. You can kind of take it or leave it, let them know what they might be navigating. I do, and I can help with book development.
Yes.
And with editing. Not that I'm not an editor. I don't claim to be, but I do know editors. I have people that I can bring in. In a lot of ways, what my company does, I have freelancers that specialize in different things, and so I bring them in to get the job done.
That was a little bit from Desiree Duffy, owner of Black Chateau Enterprises. For all your PR parking... I can't even speak right. PR and marketing needs. If you're an author and you need to get the word out, she's really good at this. Go see, talk to Desiree Duffy, Black Chateau. You can find her as just Black Chateau on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Go check her out. And she's also on there as Vanta M. Black. That's her author name. Go check her out. Like I said, if you're an author and you need help, getting services, getting, she can direct you in different ways to get things that you need. She does PR and marketing end, like media placement and getting you booked for events and just different things, to get the word out about you as an author, book signings and, stuff like that. But she's not a printer or a publisher. But she can, I think she has the hookup for you to be able to talk to those type of people, like avenues for you to go so that she can help you navigate, basically, is what it is. So go check her out, Desiree Duffy, Black Chateau Enterprises. We want to thank Squeeny G and friends this week for having us at the Cabo Wabo Cantina in Hollywood, California.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you to Bella and Austin for being awesome. And all the other musicians that he had with him that night, which the drummer from Argentina, I can't remember his name, but he was really, really good. Really, thank you so much for that. A great experience. Desiree Duffy, thank you so much for having us at the LA Times Festival of Books this past weekend. It was a great pleasure. We couldn't play more of the interviews, but what I'll do is I will upload them all to Facebook and put the links on Instagram and Twitter for those so people can go listen to the interviews. I'm going to have to clean them up a little bit, though, because a couple of those really sucked. I got to clean up, especially the Scoony G and Friends one, and Desiree Duffy had some weird blips. I think it was because it was a little bit windy, and it was kind of bouncing off the microphone a little bit. But go check us out. May 2nd at the Five Star Bar. We will be there for LA Talk Radio as well as Rock Rage Radio. Be there representing both radio stations. For the Vans Warped Tour 2018, it's the Battle of the Bands. So it's the battle for Vans Warped Tour 18. And I can't read half of these bands' names, but go check us out. May 2nd, come down, hang out with us at the Five Star Bar. They got great drink specials, and it's a rocking good time, nice neighborhood. You know, they got stuff. Food trucks are nearby somewhere. They always are, that part of town, that, you know, time of day and whatnot. But go check it out. Young Blood Productions. Thank you to Nathan Young and Young Blood Productions, as well as Acropolis Music Group, as well as Vans Warped Tour. Thank you so much for allowing us to be judges for the Battle of the Bands to get into Vans Warped Tour. Thank you so much for that. And we will be back next week with Connie.
We will have a goat, a guest. I say ghost. Guest.
I thought we were going to say goat for a second there. Anyway, we will be back next week with Connie Fife. She's a women's inspirational speaker, author. She has a radio show. I believe it's called Up and Out. She is also, I think she either is currently or was at one time the CEO of Girl Scouts. So I'm going to check into that more and get you more information. But coming back next week, that's live every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're also featured on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and we are soon to be syndicated on all, I want to say on Spotify. Spotify. We like it.
Yeah. But
we'll be back next week. Yes, we're going to be everywhere. Well, this is worldwide as we are speaking.
Yes.
I think the weed is making me go retarded. Anyway, we'll be back next week.
Hello, Australia. Hello, Africa. Hello, Canada. Hello, England. Hello, Mexico. Hello, Argentina. Hello, Brazil and Spain and Portugal.
Italy and a bunch of other motherfucking places.
Yeah,
okay.
Zimbabwe and Mozambique.
Jesus,
and
there's too many places.
Nigeria.
Shut up.
And Ghana.
Shut up.
And
no, no
Egypt,
more. No, stop.
Libya and Syria. And Iran, Iraq, and Russia.
Anywho.
Worldwide. China.
And Trump, who's in Russia right now. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm being an ass. I'm just kidding. Anyway, we're back next Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Trump is in Russia.
This has been brought to you by Get Real Global Entertainment.
What do you want to say about Trump?
Peace out.
Gotta go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.